My wife, Joe, and I have long been fans, and still are fans, of the fictional, magical nanny, Mary Poppins. In one scene of the original film, the jack of all trades, Bert, was creating sidewalk chalk drawings for donations. Mary Poppins, with the two children, Jane and Michael Banks, approached, and very soon the four of them jumped into a chalk drawing to go on an adventure in a cartoon land complete with dancing penguins. A little over 4 years ago, a new film arrived in the theater. Though Christmas Eve worship was right around the corner, Joe and I carved out a Friday evening to see Mary Poppins Returns. Near the beginning of the 2 hour and 10 minute film, it was quite a thrill for me when Mary Poppins descended from the sky to begin new adventures and to take care of the Banks children once again. My personal experience was this at the beginning of the film. The movie's good. It was okay. But something was off for me. I was certainly enjoying it. I liked the music. I loved the references to the original film. But it really wasn't clicking like I thought it would, like I wanted it to. Now, about an hour and 25 minutes into the film, well over halfway through the film, there was a song about not staying in the darkness. The title is a term for dancing. Trip a Little Light Fantastic was the name of the song. It was sung by Lamplighter Jack, a former apprentice of Bert. As the dance scene continued, there was a big crew of lamplighters. In that moment, something happened to me. The best way I can describe it, and I felt this way, is comparing the sidewalk drawing of the original film during this song, Trip a Little Light Fantastic. My feeling was I jumped into the film. I was there. I was tripping a little light fantastic, dancing along. The rest of the film captured me. I was like a little kid. I even shed tears at the end when Mary Poppins returned to the sky. Because of that experience in that first hour and a half of the film, I convinced Joe to go to the film the following week so that I could see the whole film from the beginning and experience it. During the pandemic lockdown, I sang and danced in our living room, you remember that, to Trip a Little Light Fantastic. Sorry, no videos for that. That song says, when you're lost, you can give in to the dark, or you can trip a little light fantastic with me. When life is dreary, when you're stuck, when life is getting scary, you can shine the light for all the world to see. Now, of course, I tell you this story because of what we heard Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount. You are the light of the world. Jesus talked about lamp lighting and not hiding the light, letting the light shine for all to see. Our calling as disciples, I suggest today, is to trip a little light fantastic with Jesus. I tell this story for another reason. It relates to what I think is the most important theme of Holy Scriptures, a theme which runs through both Old and New Testaments. The theme is one word: remember. Remember. In Scripture, to remember is way more than just recalling something. It's more than just bringing up an event from the engrams of our brain and thinking about it. Look at the origins of the first Passover meal. The people were ready to escape Egypt, escape slavery in Egypt, and the Lord God gave them a meal of lamb and bread and wine. And then God told them to celebrate this Passover every year to remember. Remembering is to jump back into the original story. Think sidewalk chalk drawing. Is to feel the feelings of the escape from Egypt. In the eating of the meal, in Scripture, we're to relive and embrace the freedom that God won for us. And when Jesus celebrated the new Passover, the Last Supper, he took the bread and the wine, and he said, "Do this to remember me." Do this to remember me. This isn't just recollection. Jesus is saying, remember what I'm about to do for you. Remember my death on the cross for your salvation. Remember your freedom from sin. To remember is to taste. To taste the forgiveness of sins. To remember is to taste the freedom from sin, freedom from death. To remember is to taste redemption. To remember, do this to remember me. To remember is to jump into the story of our salvation. Feel the feelings. Be there. For many years now, when I hold up the bread and wine of communion, my mind jumps to the Last Supper. I visualize in my mind in that moment Jesus himself holding the bread and the wine. At the distribution, I visualize Jesus as the giver of the bread and the wine. Jesus isn't just a memory for us. Jesus is present. Jesus is here. The divine light of his resurrection shines upon us as we gather for Holy Communion. The light of the resurrection shines within us and shines all around us, even now. Jesus isn't merely one who lived in the past. Jesus is here now. The light of his resurrection is here now. It might even be better to say that Jesus is the one who jumps. Jesus jumps into our lives. Jesus jumps into our present. As we gather for worship, Jesus is coming to us and jumping into the present now. Jesus didn't intend his Sermon on the Mount words to apply only to the disciples who originally heard them. His words were spoken for every follower, every disciple, then and now, in the future and for all time. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You, this community, you are a city on a hill. We're not here today to simply recall those folks 2,000 years ago and think that they were light and they were salt. They were a city. We're here today as light, as salt, as a city on a hill. In a mysterious, mystical, beautiful, holy way, Jesus jumps in and enters our time and our space today. And he tells us, just as he told the disciples of old, you are light, you are salt, you are a city on a hill. But Jesus gives us a warning about these things that we as disciples need to hear. We can lose our saltiness. We can lose the light by jumping into the darkness. By embracing sin. By living in ways that don't give glory to God. We have the potential of hiding our light, of burying our salt. We have the potential even of putting our city under a bushel basket. In short, we have the potential of breaking the law of God, the commandments that Jesus talked about in the Sermon on the Mount. We have that potential. For many years, I had a duplicating machine at home. It was called a risograph. I think the proper pronunciation is risograph, but I always say Rizzo. Had it there in the house for 24 years. It was very low maintenance. And one day, I was under a deadline for duplicating a large project. And the table that held the blank paper stopped working. The table that raises and lowers. It was stuck. The table wouldn't lower so that I could add paper. I figured it was a major problem. And I know that I called into Joe into the other room. I know that I said, the Rizzo died. I used to say that a lot to her, actually. Now, I have a bit of a persistent streak for those who know me. And for those who don't know me, I have a bit of a persistent streak. I didn't want to give up. I didn't want to just accept the death of the Rizzo at that point. I certainly didn't want to call service. So I started exploring. And finally, I learned something new. I discovered that day that there was a very small light, a sensor. And when the paper tray was empty, that sensor would have the tray lower. So all it took was a simple Q-tip to clean the lights. And when I did, the table lowered. The Rizzo had not died. We all have something in our lives that can block the light of Christ. We all have something that can mess up the healing properties of salt, the tasteful nature of flavoring the world with the holy salt that God has given us. That's why we have a rite of confession almost every time we gather for worship. That's why we hear at every service of Holy Communion that Jesus gave us this meal, that Jesus shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin. For the forgiveness of sin. We have the potential to block the light and the salt and the city. But Jesus comes into our lives for the forgiveness of sin. Jesus says to us today, you are the salt of the earth. By following Jesus, by being a disciple, you add flavor to the world as salt. You add flavor by kindness. You add flavor to the world by loving actions. You add flavor to the world by being people of forgiveness. By following Jesus, you bring healing into the world. Jesus says to us today, you are the light of the world. You shine by doing good works, by doing what is right, by speaking good words, by speaking good news, so that others may receive God's light, so that others may receive God's love through us. You are the light of the world. And Jesus says to us today, as a community of faith, you're a city on a hill. We're bound together as a community, helping each other, serving each other, loving each other. As disciples of Jesus, we're willing to jump into God's story. We're willing to jump into the light. We're always willing to trip a little light fantastic with Jesus. As disciples, we're able to recognize those moments when Jesus jumps into our lives. As disciples, we're able to recognize when Jesus jumps in and gives us forgiveness, forgives us our sins. We can recognize when Jesus jumps in to comfort us, to give us peace, to love us, to redeem us. Let us pray, asking God to give us what we need to be disciples of Jesus. Help us, O God, to turn away from sin and wrongdoing. Help us, O God, to keep your commandments. Hear God answering our prayer. I am jumping into your life, giving you divine holy salt for the healing and the flavoring of the world. We pray, help us, O God. Help us to jump into the story of love. The story of the death of Jesus on the cross. Help us, O God, to jump into that day of resurrection, that day of eternal light. And God is answering our prayer as we pray, I am jumping into your life to bring you the divine holy light of the resurrection, to give you that light now. We pray, help us, O God. Help us to be good disciples. Help us to be disciples together as healers and as servants. And God is answering our prayer as we pray, I am jumping into your lives to form you into a city on a hill, into a holy community of love and light and service. Listen to God speaking to us as we pray. I am giving you divine holy salt. You are the salt of the earth. God says to us, I am giving you divine holy light, the light of the resurrection now. You are the light of the world. God is saying to us now, I am forming you into a holy city, a holy community of faith. You, God is telling us, are a city on a hill, giving glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.